Right. Thank you, Tom. So we'll have a little time here to meditate, to practice some mindfulness. And I'll basically do, I will start with a mindfulness meditation, and then we will end with a loving kindness meditation for the last couple of minutes that we do this. And it should be 15 to 20 minutes or so. And so just, you know, at any point in time, if you feel disoriented or confused or have no idea what I'm talking about, the easiest thing, or probably the most soothing thing to do, is just to listen to the sound of my voice. The instructions, let the instructions go. You can listen to the sound of my voice. You can look at something in your room and be at that place. Listen to the body. Maybe there's aches, pains, sensations, anything. You look at those. Notice the breath, and you'll be fine. So no need to have a sense of being lost at all. So right now, I invite you to come into presence, to come into stillness, really finding a posture that allows you to feel a balance between relaxation, which can bring some ease, and uprightness, which will bring some energy and alertness. I invite you to have your camera on or off, whatever feels comfortable and appropriate for you. And really, it's inviting you to use the physical posture to help you find that attitude of mind, which is easeful, as well as alert and awake. And so whether that's sitting comfortably with your back fairly straight, or maybe that's lying down for you. So please bring your attention into the whole body. So getting a sense of the whole body from the top of the head through the sitting base. And really, with a gentleness, we're really bringing an inside-out quality of attention. So you're noticing your bottom on the cushion. You're noticing your feet on the floor. Relax any obvious areas of holding, whether that's softening the eyes a bit, letting the brow be smooth, unclenching the jaw, perhaps sensing an inner smile. You may raise and lower the shoulders, relaxing back and down, letting the chest be open, feeling the heart, softening the belly. Relaxed and present. Bringing a curious and gentle attention to what is here now. So just sit and know that you're sitting. Sit and know that you're sitting easily, with an awareness of the whole body. Seeing if you can soften with each breath, widen with each breath, and deepening with this breath and with this breath. Filling the body with awareness. And maybe noticing the expanding and contracting, or the breathing of the whole body, almost like a balloon. And as you connect with the body, let your attention rest in sensations wherever you feel them most clearly. So it could be warm or cool air at the nostrils, or maybe that's a rise and fall at the chest, or the in and out rise or fall at the belly. Or maybe it's noticing the flowing energies in the hands, blood pumping in the hands. Maybe it's noticing sensations in the legs or feet. It's relaxing as best we can, letting it all be just as it is in this moment. As you attend to sensations of breathing, with the body, from time to time you'll notice that your attention is drawn to other sensations arising in the body, is drawn to thinking. And again, we bring a quality of inside-out attention to the whole body, lightly scanning through the body. So whether that's an itch on the arm, pressure on the knee, tension in the shoulders, warmth on the face, whenever you notice the new sensation, make that sensation the focus for mindfulness. Paying attention to the sensation as it changes, as it comes and goes. Feeling the sensation in its bare physical nature, allowing it to be however it is, not needing to change it, not needing to fix it. To help you stay in touch with a new sensation, it can be helpful or it can be supportive to make just a soft mental note that labels just what it is you're feeling directly. So that could be tingling, pulsing, pressure, warmth, cool, could be thought, calm, agitation, sleepiness, vibration, and so on. And in this way, we become familiar with sensations throughout the body in a very natural way. Whenever a sensation arises that's strong, we give our attention to it. If nothing particular is predominant, we can rest with the sensations of the breath, or the whole body, or sounds. In this way, we let the attention move easily and naturally within the whole body. Thank you. And you've probably noticed thinking. The mind's job is to think. So we let the mind think. And sometimes it's helpful just to make that light mental note of thinking or story or perhaps not now. The object of our meditation doesn't always take precedent. What's most important is our relationship to our objects of meditation. So, coming with a kindness and a gentleness, allowing ourselves to relax and be as best we can. To close this part of the meditation, I invite you to now center your attention with the heart center. And that may or may not be the physical heart for you. Sometimes some find a hand on the heart to be supportive. And from this place, we allow body, heart, and mind to gently rest as these words of metta, or loving kindness, wash over and through you. This metta is a thread that connects our meditation practice to social transformation, the sense of community, the sense of belonging, the sense of connection. Using wholehearted intention and attention. The great strength of goodwill, kindness, and vulnerability is that it sets the compass of the heart in the direction of belonging and connection. And over time, the transformation of our sense of belonging and connection is deepened. So allow this metta prayer to deepen. The words hold no magic. The magic, if you will, is in the intention to reveal the heart as you rest into a felt sense of compassion and loving kindness. So continuing, sitting gently on the earth, may all beings be cared for and loved. Be listened to, understood, and acknowledged despite different views. May all beings be accepted for who they are in this moment. May all beings be afforded patience. May all beings be allowed to live without fear of having their lives taken. May all beings be well in the broadest sense. May all beings be fed. May all beings be clothed. May all beings be treated as if their life is precious. May all beings be held in the eyes of each other as family. May all beings be appreciated. Feel welcomed anywhere on the planet. Be freed from acts of hatred and desperation. Live on the planet housed and protected from harm. May all beings be given what is needed to live fully without scarcity. Enjoy life, living without fear of one another. Be able to speak freely in a voice and mind of undeniable love. May all beings receive and share the gifts of life. Be given time to rest, be still, and experience silence. May all beings be awake. Continuing to allow the body to soften and widen and deepen. Noticing any warmth, noticing any feeling of compassion or loving kindness, relaxation, nourishment from just sitting and knowing that we're sitting. May the merits of this practice be of benefit to all of us here and all of us we're connected to, and may it bring about peace.